Well, hello there. Fancy meeting you here. Hi, my name is Steve Webb. This is the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 538. If you're new around here, welcome. I'm glad you decided to drop by. If you're an old timer, good to see you again. Well, as you probably know, this is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, it's the New Testament. Today, we're going to conclude the book of Philippians with the reading of chapters 3 and 4 from the New English Translation. So let's settle in. Philippians chapter 3. Finally, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. To write this again is no trouble to me, and it is a safeguard for you. Beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of those who mutilate the flesh. For we are the circumcision, the ones who worship by the Spirit of God, exult in Christ Jesus, and do not rely on human credentials, though mine too are significant. If someone thinks he has good reasons to put confidence in human credentials, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day from the people of Israel and the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. I lived according to the law as a Pharisee. In my zeal for God, I persecuted the church. According to the righteousness stipulated in the law, I was blameless. But these assets I have come to regard as liabilities because of Christ. More than that, I now regard all things as liabilities compared to the far greater value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. Indeed, I regard them as dung, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not because I have my own righteousness derived from the law, but because I have the righteousness that comes by way of Christ's faithfulness, a righteousness from God that is, in fact, based on Christ's faithfulness. My aim is to know Him, to experience the power of His resurrection, to share in His sufferings, and to be like Him in His death, and so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already attained this, that is, I have not already been perfected, but I strive to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to have attained this. Instead, I am single-minded, forgetting the things that are behind and reaching out for the things that are ahead, with this goal in mind. I strive toward the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let those of us who are perfect embrace this point of view. If you think otherwise, God will reveal to you the error of your ways. Nevertheless, let us live up to the standard that we have already attained. Be imitators of me, brothers and sisters, and watch carefully those who are living this way, just as you have us as an example. For many live, about whom I have often told you, and now with tears I tell you that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly. They exult in their shame, and they think about earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we also await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform these humble bodies of ours into the likeness of His glorious body by means of that power by which He is able to subject all things to Himself. Philippians chapter 4. So then, my brothers and sisters, dear friends whom I long to see, my joy and my crown, stand in the Lord in this way, my dear friends. I appeal to Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I say also to you, true companion, help them. They have struggled together in the gospel ministry along with me and Clement and my other co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let everyone see your gentleness. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. Instead, in every situation, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, tell your requests to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if something is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. And what you learned and received and heard and saw in me, do these things. And the God of peace will be with you. I have great joy in the Lord, because now at last you have again expressed your concern for me. Now I know you were concerned before, but had no opportunity to do anything. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content in any circumstance. I have experienced times of need and times of abundance. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment, whether I go satisfied or hungry, have plenty or nothing. I am able to do all things through the one who strengthens me. Nevertheless, you did well to share with me in my trouble. And as you Philippians know, at the beginning of my gospel ministry, when I left Macedonia, no church shared with me in this matter of giving and receiving except you alone. For even in Thessalonica, on more than one occasion, you sent something for my need. I do not say this because I am seeking a gift. Rather, I seek the credit that abounds to your account. For I have received everything, and I have plenty. I have all I need because I received from Epaphroditus what you sent, a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, very pleasing to God. And my God will supply your every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. May glory be given to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. Give greetings to all the saints in Christ Jesus. The brothers with me here send greetings. All the saints greet you, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. You know, the more I know, and the older I get, the more I'm aware of how much I don't know. You know, when a baby is born, for all intents and purposes, he doesn't know anything. And he doesn't know that he doesn't know anything. And then about the time he's 15 or so years old, he thinks he knows it all. For most of us, it's not until we're well into our adulthood that we realize that we actually know very little. Well, Paul, in chapter 3 today, explains how exemplary he was as a Jew. He was highly educated. He punched all the right Hebrew tickets, you might say. In regards to the law, he says he was blameless. But he says that none of that matters. In verses 10 through 12, he says, "My aim is to know him, Jesus, to experience the power of his resurrection, to share in his sufferings, and to be like him in his death. And so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already attained this, that is, I've not already been perfected, but I strive to lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus also laid hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself to attain to this. Instead, I am single-minded, forgetting the things that are behind, and reaching out for the things that are ahead." Notice that even the Apostle Paul, says that he has not attained perfection. Now, of course, we know that no one is perfect. But the impression we get from Paul here in this chapter is that he knows how far short he is from perfection, and his only hope is in Jesus. And of course, that's true for you and me. Every day we must, like Paul, strive for perfection, knowing that we'll fall short. And every day we must rely on Jesus to pick us up and dust us off to be ready for the next go-around. What do you think? Let me hear from you. Steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'd love to get an email from you. Tomorrow, being Wednesday, we'll be back in the book of Jeremiah. There's only a few chapters left, 2 or 3 more days worth. I hope to see you then. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.